5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for 5-Hour Tea at your local Circle K store.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for joining us. Now, its earnings season is upon us, with third quarter results trickling in, including Pavilion REIT. Now, revenue grew 15% year-on-year to $218 million, but realized net income declined 2% to $59 million. Were earnings within expectations?
Earnings was very much within ours and market expectations at 74% for 9 months. The growth in revenue is mostly from the group's most recent acquisitions, which were Intermark and Diamond Mall in 2015. But that came along with higher operating expenses and financing costs from the new assets, which muted top-line growth. But all in all, this was very much within expectations.
And this financial year will also be a major year for Pavilion REIT in terms of leases up for renewal, with almost up to 69%. In its prime asset, Pavilion Mall. So, Mary, is there any concerns here over possibility of non-renewal of tenancies?
Yeah, well, the bulk of expiries at Pavilion Mall is not overly concerning because the asset's fairly stable. They've been able to secure close to about 98-99% occupancy in the past due to the asset's strategic location and right market segmentation. But that being said, this year being a major rental reversion year, the group is planning on repositioning some tenants within the mall, so you might see slight occupancy dips for a short period, but all in all, we don't expect any significant risk and occupancy is expected to remain healthy.
And Marie, we also have a new extension to Pavilion Mall. It's known as Pavilion Elite. It's slated open towards the end of this year. With the weaker sentiment that we're seeing right now and perhaps even a shopping mall glut, what has management guided about its occupancies and also to fill up the new space coming in?
Well, the Pavilion Elite or Pavilion extension is expected to open by end of November, but management has yet to comment on occupancy thus far. We understand that the additional space is about 250,000 square feet, and the acquisition will likely happen fairly soon in 2017. So for now, we don't have much details as to the cost of the acquisition or method of financing, but it's likely that this asset could contribute up to about 15% to top line in 2017, assuming a full year contribution.
Also, new developments surrounding boardroom changes and developments in the group. Tan Sri Desmond Lim and his wife, major shareholders of Pavilion REIT, both of them hold a 37.3% stake. Tan Sri Desmond has also actually recently emerged as a major shareholder of WCT Holdings Berhad. Now, do you see any potential synergies and perhaps future asset injections of WCT malls like Paradigm possibly into Pavilion REIT in the future?
There are definitely potential synergies from this. I mean, we know that Pavilion prefers to acquire retail assets, so WCT malls like Paradigm could be a possibility, but this again boils down to asset pricing and whether the asset yields make sense for the REIT as a whole.
Shifting our focus now to KLCC Staple Group, for the 9 months ended 30th September, realized distributable income came in at $507 million, increasing 8% year-to-date year-on-year. This made up 72% of your target earnings. Now, do you think the group can sustain this earnings momentum?
I believe that KLCC can definitely sustain the momentum. They're one of the more stable REITs. The bulk of the office assets are on long-term leases and on a triple net lease basis, so you have a very stable top line, and this is on the back of slightly lower tax rates from increased contributions from the REIT portion.
And the group is also making a 10% placement issue, potentially raising $1.3 to $1.4 billion. Any guidance by management also as well on what it plans to utilize with the funds raised?
Yes, management has renewed the mandate for the placement in April this year, and it's usually valid for a 12-month period. Now, KLCC hasn't issued a placement, but they will do so if there is an asset acquisition potential.
And do you see that potentially happening in any time in near term?
It really depends on market pricing. Again, I mean, the REIT has always had the capabilities to acquire assets, but it boils down to whether it's the right fit for the group. So, but in terms of KLCC, they can definitely acquire if need be. They have low gearing, and a 10% placement could easily raise 1.3 to 1.4 billion, which is a huge war chest.
And following up on that, Maria, is there any future potential asset acquisitions in the REIT you're keeping an eye out for?
KLCC Group, they're looking at a few. I think the potentials could be the remaining portion of Suria KLCC, as the group currently owns 60% of the asset. The others would be KLCC Convention Center, Traders Hotel, and of course third-party assets within the Golden Triangle.
And KLCCS is also currently trading close to 8 ringgit level. You currently have a target price of 8 ringgit 25. This comes to about 3% return. Now, is there any catalyst you're keeping an eye out for which could prompt further share price upside?
I think back to the asset acquisition potential again, I think that would be a big re-rating catalyst for KLCC. As I mentioned, their acquisition potential is huge because of the placement size and low gearing as well.
Thank you. That was Marie Vas, analyst at Kenanga Research. And now Kusu Chuang is standing by to speak to Tim Mulholland, president at TJM Limited.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.